Hi, thank you so much for joining. This is Pastor Patricia, and today's message is forgiveness. Have your way, Father God, in the midst of this learning time and always in our lives, because we need you in every situation and circumstance. Your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. In Luke chapter 17, verse 3 and 4, it says, "Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in the day, and seven times in the day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." Glory to God. I thank God for those words. Jesus has let us know how we are to handle matters. Glory to God, a heart of forgiveness. We have been given and forgiven so many things. Hallelujah. The fact that we have a relationship with our Heavenly Father through faith in Jesus, we have been granted repentance, that salvation has come, and now we have new life in Christ. We have repented and been forgiven, and now we are also able to forgive others. Glory to God. We are not to hold grudges. I think about how for some it may be a three strikes you're out, like a philosophy or a policy. But the thing is, God lets us know, keep on giving. Keep on forgiving. Keep on forgiving. Let it keep on being as a natural part of our lives as brothers and sisters in Christ. Let it be something that is habitual. Let that be something that's habitual. This is a good thing to have going on in our lives. And think about the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. Jesus modeled prayer for us, and he taught his disciples to pray, and he's teaching us too. Glory to God. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us those who trespass against us. Forgive those who wrong us, right? Forgive those who offend us, who have done different things. We don't want to be an offense to others, but sometimes offenses do come, and we want to make sure we make things right. Glory to God. We want to make sure that we do as the Word of God says, even in Matthew 5:23, if you go to the altar and go to God and we want to offer a gift, he said, "If you remember that your brother have aught against you, go to your brother and be reconciled." Matthew 5:23-24. The whole point is reconciliation, making amends, make things right, be restored in your relationships. If it be possible, live peaceably with all men. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As Romans 12:18 says, the whole point is for us to have restored relationships. Our Father wants us to get along, and that should be our desire too. Let us offer repentance. Let us be repentant. Let us live a life of forgiveness. Hallelujah, that when others come to us, you know, some people may say, let go and let God, and we're not going to be able to let go, hallelujah, until we let God. We got to let God have his way. We got to let God know, this is what's bothering me. Before we can forgive and forget, we must admit it, and we must acknowledge it, hallelujah, address it. We must be able to say, this is really something that's bothering me, and I need your help, Father God. We cast our cares on him because he cares for us. Amen. And then we can go to our brothers and sisters and not just say water on the bridge, forget it. And it's all in our attitude. It's all in our heart that's showing forth in our attitude and even in our actions, how we treat one another. Let us actually live a life of forgiveness. And when we love one another, we will forgive. Hallelujah. We need you, Father God. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.